Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, so we've been talking kind of about food. We mentioned Turkey Leg Hut. Thanksgiving week is upon us. Some of you are going to be listening to this probably on Thanksgiving. Jerv, every year there seems to be this fight about cranberry sauce. Niggas can't get enough cranberry sauce. Cranberry sauce. You like sauce out of the can or something? You like the sauce to be saucy, you make your own sauce to cranberry sauce. I can honestly say, from the depths of my heart, I have never not once given a fuck about the cranberry sauce. Like, if it's there, I'll mix that shit in. I'm not over here analyzing whether it was coming from a can or if it's all saucy or whatever. Jerv, are you a cranberry sauce guy?
Useless space on my plate. Useless space for this goo that comes out of a can. that looks like goo that comes out of a can. Like, it doesn't even, I'm good. The can's all dented up. People try to be all fly and put it in bowls and everything to make it. It still looks like the rigid stuff from the can. And I'm good. I might want that shit. I don't understand how people eat it.
I mean, it's cool. Again, it's one of those things where it's like, if it's not there, I'm not like, y'all didn't have cranberry sauce. Like, I'm not doing that.
Are you picky with it?
No, I don't give a shit, because I only put a little bit on there just for some flavor. But, like, I'm not.
So it's like a sour cream?
Yeah, for me, it performs the same kind of, like, you know, it's almost exactly like sour cream, like on my tacos or whatever. Like, I don't give a shit if there's no sour cream. There is, sure, I'll throw some on there. But I'm not out here, like, fucking losing my mind. Turkey. The turkey, Jerv, you guys oven, bake, or do you fry?
Oven. I like fried, though. I like when I go to people's houses and they fry it, though.
I've had deep fried turkey one time. It was trash, but I'm pretty sure it's because the people making it didn't know what they were doing.
Okay.
Because the turkey was deep fried and it was burnt on the outside, and then they left it out in the cold. And so it was this weird combination of both cold and burnt.
They left it out in the cold thinking it was gonna help it out. Well, maybe, oh my God, maybe if we just leave it outside, maybe that'll take some of the burntness away. It'll reverse it.
That was also my introduction to white people like to have casseroles with, like, what's it called? Tostitos or Cheetos as a crust. And they take the potato chips or whatever and they make that as the crust of the casserole. That was my introduction to that same Thanksgiving. But other than that,
are you a dip guy?
Dip?
Yeah.
What kind of dip? What are we talking about?
Like fucking, I don't know, like the dips that people put out on the fucking trays and shit for like you to dip shit in.
What are you dipping though?
I don't know, whatever turkey? You want to dip. No, you're not dipping fucking turkey.
Like, what are you talking about?
You're fucking dipping like crackers and fucking potato chips and
that shit. Not really. No, not really, man. Like the carrot, you little baby carrots and no, not really. I mean, like, again, I'm not opposed to it, but it's just like a lot of times I just be eating whatever it is. Salsa, maybe a salsa on a chip, maybe.
I'm a big salsa and queso guy.
For Thanksgiving or in general?
Oh no, just in general. Just in general.
We're talking about Thanksgiving now, man. Like,
no, I hear you. I was just saying, yeah, I'm not so if it's out, if there's salsa out, I'm going, yeah,
me too. If there's salsa out, and I'm dipping.
Listen, I like when people put out fresh salsa. Now that
like fresh made,
yeah, like if you do like your fresh, yeah, wow.
That's asking a lot. I'll give me the Tostitos one. With the
green. No. Oh, okay. Hold on. Wait. I'm not acting like Mr. Bougie.
Where you kind of are when you say you wanted fresh made salsa. Man.
No, I'm saying when it happens, it's like, oh wow, this is pretty cool. Like, it's some fresh made salsa. But I mean, in my pantry, there's Tostitos. That's perfectly fine. I like all flavors.
I love that shit. I don't like the queso dip.
Really?
Mm-mm. Give me salsa. I like salsa. But going back to Thanksgiving, so the oven roasted turkey for me.
Yeah,
maybe one day someone will make me a deep fried turkey, and I'll be like, "Oh my God, that was incredible!" But
I'm shocked that you've only had it one time.
One time, man. I don't know anyone with a deep fryer, so that's part of it, you know. Now with the sides, what are the sides you're looking forward to, Jerv?
Hello, listener. Have you ever used ButcherBox? I don't know if you know this about me, but I used to be a butcher. I used to work at an unnamed grocery store. I used to be that tall man behind the counter in your neighborhood, cutting up meat and preparing seafood for you. And I know that it can be a stressful situation. I know that it can be crowded. You have to wait your turn. You have to know what you want. You feel rushed. Sometimes you might think that your butcher has a bad attitude. I don't know. Happened to a friend. Couldn't possibly be me. But that's why I love ButcherBox. ButcherBox brings you peace of mind. You can easily find high quality beef, chicken, pork that you can trust is humanely raised. There's no antibiotics or added hormones. There's the ultimate convenience of not having to deal with butchers or the crowded meat counter after a long day at work. It's delivered right to your doorstep. There's always free shipping and there's incredible value. You're getting really high quality products at an amazing value. You get exclusive member deals. You get recipe inspiration, guides, hacks. A little hack from my butcher experience, the petite top sirloin, which is about half the price of the New York steak, is a very similar cut with a fat cap on one side, and you get very good tenderness out of the petite sirloin. If you've ever been to a Brazilian steakhouse and you see them talking about picanha, that's the petite sirloin. With ButcherBox, I'm always prepared. I always have meat on deck for a grill and chill, a cookout, or just making dinner at home. And I'm saving a ton of money from shopping at the grocery store all the time. Now, I know what you're thinking. That's great, but what's my reward for signing up for ButcherBox? Well, I'm glad you asked, because if you sign up at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, you will get free ground beef for life. For life. Enough ground beef to fill the Nile, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/dings.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
My palate's different now.
Tell me what it is now.
So, actually, mac and cheese, 100%. Yes.
100% mac and cheese.
Got to get them yams.
By the way, mac and cheese in the tray. It's got to be made in that foil tray that you get from the supermarket. Coming out the oven, golden brown on top. Yeah, okay. All right. We're one for one. You said yams. I like yams. I don't know if they make my Mount Rushmore. I like yams. Don't get me wrong. I like yams.
See, yams to me are the or what you do with cranberry sauce.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, exactly. Yes.
You know what I mean?
They add the flavor enhancer. Yeah. Flavor enhancer. I don't need a lot. Up with something else. Yep.
I'm a big Brussels sprout person now.
Definitely not on my Rushmore.
No, I gotta have some sort of veggie, man. It's gotta be a veggie.
And that's what Rushmore. You went with?
What other? I'm kind of over string beans or green beans, whatever you call them.
Me too, but
greens don't really count.
Why don't they count?
Because we don't make them as vegetables. Like we make.
They are vegetables. I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about? They're green.
Okay.
It's in the name.
Okay. Yeah, you're.
What else?
You're right.
You've got. Mac and cheese, you got Brussels sprouts, you got yams, and what's your fourth?
I'm not liking the disrespect you're giving my Brussels sprouts selection. That's my veggie, bro. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I don't want greens, okay? I'm sorry.
What's number four?
I'm a big Caribbean dude, so I like rice and peas.
I like rice and peas, too. Yeah. Again, not on my Mount Rushmore, but rice and peas. Nice compliment.
Oh no, stuffing.
Stuffing. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, stuffing.
Yeah, so
stuffing,
me, it's mac and cheese. It's stuffing. It's greens.
Get that mixture with that with the yams,
and then my fourth. This is a controversial one, man. But I don't care. Mashed potatoes, man. I feel like mashed potatoes. Good mashed potatoes, not that instant shit.
So you judge my Brussels sprouts, and you came back with mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes, 10 times out of 10 over Brussels sprouts. With the gravy, when they put the pool of gravy in it, it's like a little swimming pool of gravy with the mashed potatoes all around it. Like, oh man! And then you mix that up, and you mix that up with the with the a little bit of mac and cheese, and oh, it's all one big glob. Because the mashed potatoes act like this glue that sticks all the other things together. And then when you take that one scoop right there, fuck, man, that shit is good.
Oh, I mean, it does. I'm just cool. And then,
I'm hungry, your
mouth, then that shit be stuck to the roof of your mouth and you be fucked up.
Nah, man. That's where you got to go get you a nice coquito or something like that to wash that shit down. What's your holiday beverage of choice, Jerv?
I'm an eggnog guy.
I like coquito, man.
I see that's the wave now. Everyone's drinking coquito. I'm not saying that, but you know, I guess what social media allows me to see that everyone does this now. I've had it. I just like eggnog. I'm old fashioned, you know, I'm old school.
I boo Santa Claus.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh man, this shit got me so hungry now. I got tears. What's up? What were you gonna ask?
No, food coma. The food coma. Are you a leftovers dude, or how long?
1 million. I'm gonna eat leftovers until they go bad.
You're the guy Plies is talking to. Oh, come on, man.
I don't see any shame. I hate when people have shame. I honestly have had friction in relationships with women who say, I don't eat leftovers. Like, what do you mean you don't eat leftovers? It's just as good. Matter of fact, it tastes better in some cases than the first time around.
Yeah.
Oh, there's nothing like, you know what's so great about leftovers? You open the fridge, like, I don't know what to eat. And then you look, you say, oh, shit, I remember you. Come on with it, man.
I'm usually good after, like, Monday. Monday's usually my last day.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Nah, man, come on, bro. You're not doing a week? I'm doing a week off.
a week, that's kind of reckless to me. You missed the whole trash cycle. That shit's kind of... Nah, bro.
It's not bad.
That's wild.
But it's not bad. It's like, it tastes just as good. Like, it's not like, oh, it's starting to smell funky. It's not turning or anything. I'm not saying like...
Whatever the meat selection that was on the plate, it's 100% that's dry now. It's dried out. It's dried out in a week.
Air fryer. Air fryer, okay. Bring them back to life in a way, man. I'm telling you.
I had an air fryer for the last couple years, but I've now gotten real like Instagram chef-ish with my air fryer, where I'm just putting everything in the air fryer.
I'm starting to learn, like, all this shit that I used to microwave, whatever. Give it a couple extra minutes. Put it in the air fryer. You'll thank yourself later. You'll be like, yeah, this is
everything.
Shout out to 10 Day Tony from Levitar Show. He taught me how to reheat pizza on the air fryer. We put it in the air fryer, 370 degrees, 4 minutes. That should have come out like it just came out fresh right now.
Shout out to YouTube. I learned how to do How do I cook this in the air fryer? How do I do this?
Somebody was trying to look down on air fryers. Like, oh, that's not cooking. I'm like, I don't give a fuck what it is. I give a fuck that it made my food quick.
I'm waiting for the Back to the Future pizza.
The hydrate level 4. Hydrate level 4. Bing! Come out and that shit full.
Shit took 3 seconds. He was like, is it done yet? Like,
Mom, you sure do know how to hydrate a pizza. On that note, thank you for joining us on Black Opinions Battle, motherfucker. Make sure you are joined onto the Patreon, patreon.com/countthethings. You are getting this episode in full all at once on Monday, as opposed to bit by bit throughout the week. Make sure you're getting those OG podcast episodes with me and Zach and Tom and Waz and Trey and Jay. We do this every single week. It is on and popping. If you missed the good old days, we are bringing the good old days back. Also, the watch-alongs. Again, I sent it into the group text. We will be doing a World Cup watch-along at some point. And a lot more. The Discord, there's so much more. I honestly probably undersell the Patreon because there's just so much stuff there for everybody. For Big Jerv, I'm Amino Hassan, reminding you to stay black, motherfuckers.